Hawaii is home to a diverse community of potters, and this first statewide show attracted over 400 entries from every island except Lanai. Maybe next time, Lanai. I know you're doing ceramics there at the Lanai Arts Center.
You know, we got plastic cups and plastic jars. We're not holding the water. We're not holding the food. But we can fulfill a different function.
The juror for Hawaii's first statewide ceramics exhibition is Kauai-based ceramist David Kuraoka, internationally recognized and recently retired head of ceramics at San Francisco State.
He was the perfect juror for us because he's a local boy, but yet he doesn't know everybody here.
Alice Leitner, one of the exhibit chairs for Ceramics of Hawaii, says the purpose of the exhibition is to link ceramics communities which have deep roots all across the state and to showcase their work.
When I walked with him, it was like a little art lesson because he'll talk about, you see this lip here, you see this foot here, this should have matched up. And if the person spent a little bit more time and be a little bit sensitive about this. So he's looking at real specific things.
Yeah, like the new trends kind of, I mean, the universities on the mainland, edgy kind of people, they don't necessarily celebrate the process of ceramic like we did. I do. I still do, and it's still a mystery to me. And every time I get cocky, something broke. So then I, you know, buckle back. And it keeps me on my toes because it breaks. And if there's no accident and no mistake, there's no growth. You know what I mean? Like, an accident happens, if you look at it, can change you. I like the accidents. I like the mistakes.
In contrast to a wild and woolly period when serendipity reigned, much contemporary clay is finely tooled, looking almost engineered.
I noticed in grad schools, they think it's process, and the process is low class or something of the 20th century. And ceramic is so heavily processed. Ceramic is ceramic. We have a 200,000-year history of ceramic.
That history is represented in this show, with echoes of pre-Columbian pottery all the way through Asian ceramics to contemporary low-fire techniques with brilliant metallic overglazes.
I mean, he would take a look at a piece like this, and he literally would go, how is the bottom trim? You see that little speck here? That shouldn't be there. So then he said he feels that this is something that people in Hawaii should learn. Because I kept saying, David, we're local people. It's okay. You know, you got to encourage. Because, no, they need to know quality and standards.
Young hotshots. I watch Instagram. I watch people. And they're all growing. Yeah, I'm in Kauai laying down. I'm going, God, did that hurry up?
Kuraoka wants Hawaii potters to read more magazines, go to clay conferences, and submit to national shows.
And then you're going to get beat up. And then you're going to see what's in the show. And you're going to get better on the next thing. It just takes practice, you know, and then we can be part of a larger community. It should be. I mean.
There's a resolution for 2017. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.